Why is blood sugar control hard? Because the sugar that hurts us is often invisible. Most people watch out for white sugar, cakes and desserts, yet ignore the unsweet but sugary foods embedded in daily meals. We think we eat little sweet, yet our blood glucose still fluctuates. The blind spot is hidden sugar. Hidden sugar means sugar added during processing and cooking that does not announce itself as sweet. It hides in sauces, drinks, staples and snacks under many names, sometimes tasting sour or salty so we never notice. When someone says, "I rarely eat sweet," yet tests show high glucose or triglycerides, the most common cause is hidden sugar. Unlike a cube of sugar, it scatters through the cracks of three meals and accumulates into a significant total. What exactly is hidden sugar? Start with added sugar. In nutrition, sugar is split into naturally occurring sugar, such as fructose in fruit and lactose in milk, and added sugar put in during processing. Hidden sugar is almost entirely the latter. Added sugar includes white sugar, high fructose syrup, glucose syrup, honey, and concentrated fruit juice. No matter how natural the package looks, they all finally become glucose, and excess brings similar burden. That is why identifying hidden sugar means identifying invisible added sugar. The World Health Organization repeatedly advises keeping free sugars, mainly from added sugar and fruit juice, under 10% of daily energy. That is the point of learning to spot hidden sugar. See the total first, then you have a handle on control. The key to invisible is that the tongue is unreliable. Sweetness strength is not proportional to sugar content. Many salty snacks and sour drinks are highly sugary. The right to judge must move from taste buds back to the food label. Where does hidden sugar hide? 6 high-frequency categories. First, condiments, ketchup, salad dressing, oyster sauce, and teriyaki sauce may each carry several grams per spoon, balancing sour and salty. A meal with 2 or 3 spoons sneaks sugar in. Second, flavored dairy. Plain yogurt has a little lactose, but commercial flavored yogurt and drinkable yogurt add sugar to mask fermentation, and 1 cup can approach a small dessert. Third, snacks wearing a healthy mask. Granola bars, meal replacement biscuits, and freeze-dried fruit often show light or low-calorie yet carry real sugar, the easiest to let down guard. Fourth, all kinds of drinks. Milk tea, juice, sports drinks, and soda are hotspots. Liquid sugar is drunk without notice and gives almost no fullness. Fifth, breakfast cereal and oatmeal. Puffed grains often wear a sugar coat. Even labeled whole grain or high fiber, they may be high in sugar, a common source on the morning table. Sixth, prepared dishes and canned food. Sugar lifts umami, color, and preservation. Bought often and eaten casually, it is the easiest to ignore. A takeout sweet and sour dish may use far more sugar than expected. Professional analysis, data, framework, and comparison. Before acting, see quantifiable numbers. A 330 milliliters cola holds about 35 g sugar. A 700 milliliters full sugar milk tea can exceed 50 g. A 200 g flavored yogurt about 20 g. 2 slices of whole wheat toast 4 to 6 g added sugar. Against the common adult ceiling of about 50 g added sugar, stricter 25 g, 1 milk tea may exhaust the whole day. Based on this, we propose a named framework, the LifeOS 4-step identification method. Step 1, check ingredient order, sugar-related items nearer the top mean higher share. Step 2, count every word with ... in the ingredient list. Step 3, read the carbohydrate sugar line in the nutrition table, the value per 100 g or per serving. Step 4, by the portion you actually eat, convert its share of the daily ceiling. Compare this with the traditional way. Tradition is judged by taste, lick for sweetness, which fails completely on unsweet sauces and drinks. The systematic method returns judgment from senses to labels, covering solids, liquids and pastes, and quantifies what fraction of the daily quota. The core difference is moving from subjective sensation to objective data. A recognizable real case, an office worker who claimed "I don't eat sweet" logged a week with the 4 steps and found daily invisible sugar from 3 places: breakfast cereal about 8 g, lunch takeout sauce about 12g, evening flavored yogurt about 20g, total about 40g. He swapped to unsweet cereal, less sauce takeout and plain yogurt. Within 2 weeks, daily added sugar dropped to about 18g and afternoon drowsiness eased. The case shows identification itself drives change. To make it actionable, set a clear metric, daily added sugar not above 25g. For 7 days, jot every sugary item's grams in a phone note to build a baseline, then lower one notch each week. With the checklist below, identification turns from knowing into doing. Read the nutrition table in 4 steps. Step 1, look at carbohydrate next to energy. But carbohydrate includes both starch and sugar, not equal to sugar, so read it with the ingredient list. Step 2, find the sugar row. Under current labeling, most prepackaged food lists sugar under carbohydrate. Read the value per 100g or per serving, the most direct signal. Step 3, check nutrient reference value percent, NRV. Sugar NRV usually uses 50g as base. If a food's sugar NRV hits 20%, one serving takes 2/10 of the daily ceiling. Step 4, convert per serving to the portion you actually eat. Many small packs show little sugar per serving but hold 2 or 3 servings. Count the whole pack for the real intake. Sugar in the ingredient list has dozens of names. The most direct are white, soft, and rock sugar. High in the list means major added sugar. More hidden are syrups, high fructose, glucose, and malt syrup, high sweetness, low cost, everywhere in drinks and processed food. Honey, maple syrup, coconut sugar, and agave are marketed as healthy sugar.